Could I ask you now about the academic side at Polytechnic in the immediate post-war period up to when you became president? How did things go for the graduate program and for electrical engineering generally?
In fact, the war made real opportunity for Polytechnic in that sense. Japanese had been prohibited to do any microwave work after the war until 1953. And in 1953, the Japanese became aware of the possibilities, and I had a visit by a Japanese visitor who had been at MIT, had been at Harvard, and so on. And then, because we had organized after the war the Microwave Research Institute, which had the largest faculty in high frequency operations. And for me, that was then the real operation I liked, running symposia. I organized in 1952 a series of, well, first of all, we called them microwave symposia. The first one in 1952. And they published the proceedings of them. Since I had always good connection with the Bell Laboratories, I could get my chairman of the mathematics department from Bell Labs, a man from Bell Labs. And through that I met, during the latter part of the war, I already, through many of the committees, knew practically everybody in Bell Lab from President Dahl. And it was this is why I liked it and preferred it to being president of company. I could talk to anybody without being accused of special interests. And participated in the 52 symposium called I think circuit theory from microwave, from audio through microwaves. And I got the Navy to co-sponsor that first symposium in 1952. And they provided transportation and complete support for a man from Philips Eindhoven, from French Postal Service, which is a
communications service.
And the British I had visited the British establishment, microwave establishment, and forgot the name now. In fact, they had people from there had visited during the last part of the war, my group here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The French Postal Service, the British.
Phillips.
Yeah. And I think the second year then, I had somebody from Japan also. And then eventually all three services co-sponsored these symposia. Mm.